Thank you for listening to Candlelit Tarot. I'm your host, DL Bester, where I hope to uplift, give hope, guidance, and advice. And in today's bonus episode, I wanted to do a quick reading for you guys. I did not upload a full episode this week, and there won't be one this week, just because I've been wanting to reevaluate some things. I've even been considering changing a lot away about the way the podcast looks and just coming with a completely different approach. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for changes. There also might not be a full episode next week either, but either way, I will continue to do bonus episodes so that way you guys are still getting some really awesome readings. So let's get right into it. This is the bonus episode for this week of May, whichever week this is, I can't even think. Whichever week this is the second week of May. So today is May 10th. So this week, and yeah, let's get right into it. I'm also recording on my mini mic again instead of my bigger mic. So let's see how this turns out once again. Also, this episode is sponsored by the wonderful team of Anchor, the free way to make a podcast, and I love free things. All right, so you guys got the Seven of Cups as your first card, and this usually represents wishful thinking or choices or imagination, sometimes even illusions or fantasies. So when I look at this card, first of all, it has like beautiful koi fish on it. I love koi fish. But when I look at this card, it definitely represents this mirage kind of feeling. Even like you have these choices, you're not sure what to do right now. There's a lot going on, and it may even feel like it's too much for you at sometimes, but it's okay because it's something that you're going to get through. This is something that is meant to happen as far as being able to have this variety, and try not to look at this as a bad thing, because having this amount of variety right now is a good thing for you. It means you're doing exactly what you should be doing. It just can also be confusing because you're not exactly sure what you're doing that is the right choice. So, and I hope that I'm speaking clearly and not talking in circles or anything, but the fact of being able to have these choices, like say you've applied to a bunch of different jobs, and say there's quite a few that have actually gotten back to you. So having this amount of choices may be something that you're not exactly used to, but because you're putting in the work, you're allowing these opportunities to flow to you, and you are doing your part, working towards the opportunities. It's just bringing in more for you. It's creating more of an open window, an open door for you to go through, and this is something that you should look at. I hope you can't hear that truck that just passed by. This is something that you should look at in a very positive light, in a positive way. And also, don't give up. If you have all of these choices going on, you have a lot of other things going on in your life, don't give up and continue to keep pushing. Because a lot of times when we have too many things going on, we end up stopping our work. We stop the consistency at some point. And it's just because we feel a little bit overwhelmed. We're doing a little bit too much, as my husband would tell me. And there's just a lot that could confuse us. But try not to look at this as a bad thing, because this is a good thing for you. It represents growth. It represents new opportunities, new choices, new decisions to make. Oddly enough, you guys also got the Four of Cups being in reverse, and this represents boredom or sometimes missed opportunity. At some points, with all of these decisions that you're having to make, you may even feel bored behind it because you're not sure what to do. So ultimately, you end up doing nothing. And that can be kind of a downside to the situation, especially if it's you know, not something that you're used to. Like I said, maybe that situation is real, that you've been putting yourself out there a lot and now you've gotten a lot back. So instead of trying to sort through things, you kind of end up believing, or not believing, but you end up just allowing yourself to sit and think too much and procrastinate. And, you know, this is something that ultimately ends up affecting you a lot, because you need to make a decision, you know. And if you feel like you can't make a decision, just take some time, but not too much time, because you don't want to miss out on any opportunities. And that's another thing that the Four of Cups can actually represent. And once again, very interesting that we're talking about new opportunities, new beginnings, also being inspired. We got the Ace of Wands as your third tarot card. The Ace of Wands represents just that, potential for new beginnings, potential for new opportunities, and just the ability to create these new opportunities right before your eyes. And you could even have done it by manifesting and saying it out loud without even knowing it, like, oh, it'd be nice if I had this job, it'd be nice if I made this kind of money, it'd be nice if I had this opportunity. Putting those things out there constantly, it can come back to you in a positive way, especially if you are putting yourself out there, you know, drawing yourself towards it, applying for those jobs, and really pushing towards your goals. These are things that can make their way back to you, and it can be a beautiful thing to see happen, you know. I've done it quite a few times, you know, waking up in the morning and just saying, oh, it'd be nice if I could do this during the day, and then it ends up happening even if my day is very, very time crunched. So it's very possible that you've been speaking this into existence the whole entire time, you just haven't quite realized it yet. Alright, so next up, you guys got the solar plexus chakra. And with this card, it's letting you know that there's a lot of guidance that is being offered to you. And it's trying to let you know that there are new things coming your way. And just try to prepare yourself. Try to do the best you can. Try to trust your instincts and trust your intuition. And try not to overlook those things, because they are signs that, you know, that are there to help you. And not there to hurt you, not there to cause you any harm or anybody else harm. This is all a positive thing, and that is one of the main reasons that we're always told to trust our gut, trust our instincts anyway, because with that first feeling that we have in the pit of our stomach, you know, that's something, or, you know, a thought that we have in our head, like, maybe I shouldn't go that way, or maybe I shouldn't have done that, whatever the case is. This is here to only help you and let you know to focus and become in tune with those things, so that way you can always trust your first thought. Next up, we have the throat chakra. This is very interesting that we get two chakras in a row. We have your throat chakra, and this, in my opinion, this represents, well, not just my opinion, but yes, my opinion, this represents being able to speak up and let others know what you need and letting others know what you want. Also, speaking back on terms of those opportunities and, you know, being more out there, you have to put yourself out there more. You have to be more vocal in those situations, especially because there are going to be times that you might feel uncomfortable about certain things. You know, you might get invited to a job interview and there's tons of people there. You know, this is stepping out of your comfort zone to achieve the things that you're wanting. They're not out of reach, but the longer you sit and you don't make any moves, they will be out of reach. But as long as you believe that this is something that you can achieve, and you can see it, you can feel it, you can visualize it happening in your life, then continue to speak on it. Speak on it as if it's already happened. And this is something that I've actually been practicing lately myself, speaking on things as if they have already happened and as if I'm living that life that I would love to live, and just saying it very naturally. All right, next up we got Mother Nature. This is very interesting because when was the last time you took some deep breaths outside? When was the last time you just allowed yourself to be outside without any kind of device? I myself am extremely guilty of this because usually when I go outside, it's with my phone. And it's because I love to count my steps and I've got my watch going and, you know, I'm not really paying too much attention to Mother Nature. I used to a lot more as far as just watching the trees move and allowing myself to watch them and be still with them and move with them and breathe with them. And those are things that I used to do as well as walking around barefoot outside. And it's very calming. The first time I did it, the first time I felt very grounded outside, I was very surprised that I actually felt any kind of change at all. This was probably 2 years ago, I guess. Maybe, yeah, I think it was about 2 years ago. But either way, this was me feeling a sense of relief just being outside and allowing all of those emotions that I have been feeling, that I had been holding in, just allowing them to come out. If you need to have a good cry, then definitely do it. Don't hesitate, because this is something that can become built up, and it can really ultimately somewhat, you know, feel like it's destroying you and just peeling at you and hurting you. And that's not a feeling that you want to feel. So being outside, being in nature, looking up at the sky and just seeing the clouds and allowing yourself to breathe and feel accepted and be accepted, it can be a beautiful thing. All right, so next up we have rest, renew, recharge. What does your body crave and need right now? This is something that is very important to ask yourself. When was the last time you asked yourself what you needed? What were you feeling like you needed? Did you need more rest? Did you need more food? Did you need more love in your life? These are all things that we should try and ask ourselves, especially because this is us, you know. As far as we know, this is the main body that we get. This is the only body right here and right now in this life. And it's important to try and take care of ourselves, you know. I feel like one of the main messages that's coming into my head is like trying not to overeat, trying not to stress yourself out, trying not to overthink, you know. And those are things that a lot of us can really struggle with, especially because we turn to other areas whenever we are automatically stressed out in our life. We turn to other subjects, other things that are probably not the best for us. But a lot of times the main thing that we'll just be needing is rest and the ability to be by ourselves for a while. And next up we have rise above it. It's not yours to carry. You are an empath. How can you detach from the drama? How can you get yourself away from just negative experiences? You know, have you ever just been one of those people that you're always in the midst of something, or maybe somebody's always pulling you into something that actually has absolutely nothing to do with you? You just so happen to be there. That can happen to a lot of people, and it's very interesting to see, especially when the situation doesn't even contain you and you're just pulled into it. This happens a lot, especially on the internet, you know, and a lot of us, we deal with the internet constantly because that's what we're on. And this is why people get confused about the internet being real versus it being what it is, which is the internet. And this ends up becoming our real life somehow. We really tend to struggle with what's real in our lives and what's fake. And we let that kind of run our own personas and who we believe that we are versus how we try to be perceived by other people. And it can all be very confusing, but stay away from the drama. You know, if you are noticing that it tends to follow you, then turn around and face it and tell it to stop. You know, that sounds very direct and straightforward, but at the same time, you know, it's something to think about. You know, if you are not wanting drama to be around you, then just stay away from it. You know, this can come with, of course, social media, unfollowing those accounts that you know are drama, you know, or filled with gossip and sometimes hatred. You know, this could come with being around a certain group of friends. You know, you'd rather hang out with them than be lonely. And it shouldn't be like that, you know. We should be comfortable hanging out with ourselves. And if there's something going on that's making you feel uncomfortable, then you definitely need to get away from it, because it's affecting you and it's not for you. All right. And lastly, we have soul alignment. It's time for a radical change. How can you show up for yourself in ways that you never have before? This is very interesting. How can you be there for yourself in ways that you haven't thought of before? A lot of the times, pretty much 100% of the times on the internet, all you're going to hear is self-care this, self-care that, meditate. And that is a lot of what I talk about as well. I do talk about self-care and meditation and spending time alone. But at the same time, what if that's not enough? What if doing all these things constantly just makes you feel worse, just makes you feel sad and alone? There's something else that you're needing to feel recharged. There's something else that you are craving that you can't get by just spending time alone and, you know, doing all these things that the internet says and going for walks and taking deep breaths. Sometimes that's not enough for everybody, and it's okay. It's okay to feel like it's not enough. It's okay to practice these things and then it still isn't, because that just means that you are needing something more. And don't feel like you're being too needy. Don't feel like you're, now I'm not telling you how to feel, obviously, but try not to feel like you're being too needy, because it just means that there's other areas in your life that are affecting you and you just might not be able to identify them yet. But it's important to try and understand your own struggle and, you know, try to not feel bad about the struggle that you're going through, like you're being a burden to others, because you're not. It's just a lot of things that you're going through, and it's okay. It's okay to feel stressed out. It's okay to feel tired all the time, and only you know what you're going through. So it all comes down to you. What more are you needing? All right. So that is all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Candlelit Tarot. I really do appreciate everybody listening and sticking around and supporting my podcast as well, because I do have the subscription feature, and I will be reevaluating that and probably changing some things as well. That way it's more vamped up and just a lot more fun and vibrant as well. So stay tuned for that. Also, be sure to check out my other podcast. I have revamped both of them. The one that was called Over the Ear Chatter, we're not going to talk about that name because it's horrible. I have revamped that into Audio Street, and I'm very excited to be speaking on there, because it is just, I love the way I've redesigned it. I love that I've deleted all the old episodes. It's really great. So go check that out, and go check out my other one. I haven't actually put anything on my other one that was Cardigan Mom. Also, I'm not going to talk about that name. I obviously didn't have any ideas for those names because they're bad. But anyway, Cardigan Mom is now 2228, and I really like that name. I don't know why. It also sounds like a street, but whatever. I think it's cool. So yes, I haven't actually uploaded anything else on there. The old episodes are still up, but you can definitely go and listen to those. So lots of episodes coming, lots of new things happening this year. I'm really wanting to take my just levels up, just more and more and more, more uploading, more episodes, more content, as well as more YouTube. Go check out Audio Street on YouTube, and yeah, just support. Also, follow and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. That way you can be notified every time I upload new episodes. All right, so stay tuned for the next one. Until next time, I'm sending you all love and positivity. Bye.